Hare Krishna. Here in Sridhar Mayapur, sacred Sridhar Mayapur, perhaps you can hear the sounds of construction in the background. It's everywhere. And we got here the other day. It was a good journey, good trip. Although after having arrived here, we really pooped. In fact, I've been extremely tired, not just myself, but Radharaja and Yuanjan Maharaj. It's sort of the reaction to the treatment itself, and that's why they always recommend 2 weeks of complete rest. I don't foresee getting complete rest here in Mayapur. There's conferences, email, visitors, and even meetings here. And just in a little bit, we're going to go to take a tour of the TOVP and see what developments happened since the last tour, and make some pictures while there, and give the devotees an idea of other developments. So we're a little inactive yet, even just getting up this morning and getting myself together, that was tiring. Such is life when you're past 65. Anyhow, I didn't turn on the recorder to complain. In the coming weeks, I'd like to just talk about a subject which is important for me, I think important for Krishna consciousness. And I'm going to start talking about that today, and then I won't do it every day, but I will do a series on it. And it's about Varnashram. And it's something that I'm always thinking about, but I've been thinking about a little more than usual. And of course, in Hungarian Yatra, we've been trying to develop Varnashram, but to be quite honest, I think we sort of developed, went forward and then stopped. It's not like something that you can say is fait accompli, mission accomplished. There's really a lot to do. But today I'm not going to talk about Varnashram itself. I want to speak about whether Varnashram is actually needed or not, because there are many opinions, strong opinions, that ISKCON does not need to establish Varnashram. It's not relevant to our day and age. It's not relevant to our preaching. In fact, I watched a presentation by a GDC member in North America to other leaders, and the title of it was Talking Down Varnashram. In other words, and the substance was that we don't need it, it's not relevant, etc., etc., etc. So, and of course, he's not the only one. There are others, and those who do see that, yes, Varnashram does have some relevance in theory and Krishna consciousness, but they're only the ones really doing something about it. When I say no one, that's not true. Devotees, there are some devotees, but it's not something that's high on the agenda starting from the GPC body itself, although there were different attempts to discuss it, but it didn't really get very far. So much so that we don't have a Van Ashram ministry. We have a cow protection ministry, but we don't have a Van Ashram ministry, interestingly or ironically. In fact, I think we even have some kind of subcommittee called Village Development, but once again, we don't have Van Ashram, because Van Ashram is more than villages and it's more than cow protection. So today, I just wanted to talk a little about, is it really something that's necessary? I never occurred to me that there was any argument, even prior to either going to Hungary or so on. I recognized that this was something that was more than just dear to Prabhupada. It was something that Prabhupada really wanted. And when I was in Spain at the European Leaders Meeting and the RGB meeting there, and I gave a PowerPoint presentation just on the fact that Srila Prabhupada did want Van Ashram. It's not really much of a point of argument. You just have to look at folio and look at the times between especially 75 and 77, what to speak of in Srila Prabhupada's the last days, in the last 6, 7, 8 months, or even in the last month of the departure, and see what was it that Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing, talking about. Of course, he was talking about many things, but he was certainly discussing the importance of establishing Van Ashram in the Krishna consciousness movement. It was his desire. And in this presentation, I actually showed a clip from the final lesson, from the video, the final lesson, which at the end of October, Srila Prabhupada is lying on his bed translating Bhagavatam. And in translating Bhagavatam, he is speaking about the importance of Van Ashram, what it means, bring devotees up to the mode of goodness, and how important it is. And Prabhupada repeats himself with great difficulty, that he's repeating himself. And so to sort of say that it's not important, just good expression, boggles the mind. And I've mentioned quite a few times already that I'm listening to Prabhupada's conversations, talks, all the events that are taking place around him. And and I'm just looking for some jewelry here right at the that I can't find for some reason. And this is also later on. Srila Prabhupada is talking. Disciples are telling him how proud Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is, that he really fulfilled his spiritual master's desire. And Prabhupada says, yes. He says, but I have one limitation. And the devotees say, what's that, Srila Prabhupada, that you didn't finish the Bhagavatam? And then, amazingly enough, Prabhupada says, no, that is not my limitation. He says, my limitation is that I did not establish Van Ashram. So when someone says something like that on their deathbed, you would think that it's something to be taken seriously. And it's not. But anyway, be that as it may. Srila Prabhupada did want Van Ashram to be establish. In fact, that was when Mark Krishna inspired him to go to the West in August. And Prabhupada did go as far as Bhaktivinoda Manor. His idea was that he was going to go to Gitanagari, and from there he was going to show how to establish Varnashram. This was Srila Prabhupada's purpose in doing this, and he was traveling under such conditions that he had to be laying down on in an airplane. So Prabhupada was moving, and Prabhupada saw this was his mission. So I don't know, it's not so much to argue about. It's there in folio. If someone reads it, they can obviously see. So as for what reasons there are why we can't, we shouldn't, etc., etc., that's for some other podcast. But the fact is that this is what Prabhupada wanted. And for devotees who are serious about basing their lives around fulfilling what Srila Prabhupada wanted, then we have to take it seriously that, well, yes, it's something that we got to do. We have to do it. And I'm also going to take this a little more seriously in Hungary as well. And although sometimes devotees speak very kindly that we're done what Srila Prabhupada wanted and establish Varnashram, but to be quite frank, we haven't. We've got a farm, we've got a nice farm, and devotees who live on that farm do live according to standards that we, Srila Prabhupada, had set, but it's by no means that Varnashram is fully established there. But then Varnashram is not just about farms. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, then it's not, Varnashram is not just about farms. Yudhisthira Maharaj didn't live on a farm. There were also cities, and there are more cities now than there were then. But it was Srila Prabhupada's desire. And how to do that is something that we, as Srila Prabhupada's followers, really need to meditate on. It's not something that we can just neglect, not something that we can just sort of brush away. If our business is to fulfill His divine grace's orders, then collectively as a society, individually, we need to examine how can we do it. And when we really rack our brains as to how it can be done, no doubt, Vidami Bhuti Yogam Tvam, Krishna will give us the intelligence how to do that. Well, that's it for today. Hare Krishna.